Arizona isn't a place widely known for earthquakes, even though they're quite common in some of our neighbor states, including California and Nevada. The most recent quake in the state that had a magnitude of at least 2.0 was on July 7th. It affected the towns of Fredonia and Havasu in Arizona's far northern part. Its magnitude was 3.5. But even though we haven't faced overly destructive tremors, the state is holding the Great Arizona Shakeout tomorrow morning at 10:17. Geologist Michael Conway of the Arizona Geological Survey explains what the event's all about.
It's a very simple earthquake preparedness drill. It takes about a minute or two, and the whole idea is simply to provide people with an opportunity to practice what to do in the event of severe to moderate ground shaking. And the whole idea is to drop, cover, and hold on. So drop to the ground, get underneath some sort of cover, a table, and hold on to that. Make sure it doesn't rattle away from you. And that way, in all likelihood, you'll remain safe. The danger from most earthquakes in terms of being inside is from things falling off the walls or glasses or dishes dropping out of the cabinet or clocks turning over, TVs, things of that sort.
So, Mike, how was it determined that's the best way? I remember as a kid we heard when there was a fire or something, it was stop, drop, and roll. Are there other alternative methods people have tried with earthquakes?
You know, there have been, but this is the one that everybody has settled on because really you don't want to run out of the house. There are things on the outside of the house that might fall and injure you. You really just want to get underneath some cover and wait it out. And usually the shaking is only going to be for a handful of seconds. If it's a larger earthquake, it might be a minute or two. But the best thing you can do is just drop to the ground, cover, find some cover, and just hold on to that. Make sure it doesn't shake away from you.
Mike, tell people about the significance of the date. Why October 17th?
Well, we've been doing this. California started this five or six years ago, and they selected an early date in fall. It really coincides with the school system because probably the largest number of people participating are going to be the K-12 community. And in Arizona, we've got about 81,000 folks from schools, from hundreds of schools across Arizona that are participating on that date.
Mike, let's talk a little bit about earthquakes in Arizona. When you mentioned California, I was in college at the time when the Loma Prieta quake happened, and I was in the Bay Area at the time. And that obviously destroyed freeways and destroyed many other things as well. What's the history of earthquakes in Arizona, and where do earthquakes more commonly happen?
We don't get frequent large earthquakes, thank goodness. But we do have the potential for such events. And the areas that are probably most likely to be impacted are going to be Yuma in the southwest, and those will be from events in either Mexico or California. As you know, earthquakes have no respect for political boundaries whatsoever, so a major event on the Imperial Fault in California is going to have an impact on Yuma. Prescott's another area. There's several younger and active faults up there, the Big Chino Fault and the Little Chino Fault. So they're capable of getting a magnitude 5 to magnitude 7 earthquake. And the area around Flagstaff, probably the most active area in terms of earthquakes in Arizona, will be the northern Arizona seismic zone up there around Flagstaff and to the north.
Mike, since you're with the Geological Survey, is there a general activity that folks are always ready to go just in case there is some activity that we may not expect?
We actually host a seismic network here in the state of Arizona. So we have 7 broadband seismometers displaced strategically across the state. So we're monitoring seismic activity all the time, and we're looking for indicators, of course, of any larger activity. Very hard to do. We've only been monitoring that level of activity in the state for a couple of years. So we're building up a database that probably will help us and inform our ideas of what the seismicity in Arizona is going to be like in the future. And we're working on that now. We have a seismologist, Jerry Young, who's assisting us in that.
Mike, do we have people at the state university studying this as well?
We do. ASU's got some folks that are looking at this as well. And, of course, they operate EarthScope, which is a much larger project looking at using seismicity to look at the nature of the Earth's crust here in North America. The U of A has a seismic crew as well, and they've got a seismometer down here in Tucson. And in Northern Arizona University, Dave Broomball is up there with 6 or 7 seismometers monitoring activity in what is our most active area, the northern Arizona.
If we did have a really huge earthquake in an area that could affect a pretty large part of the population, is Arizona getting prepared for that kind of thing?
Yeah. In fact, we work closely with the Arizona Division of Emergency Management, and they will host strategies, settings, and they'll actually have some mock-ups to sort of see what do we do in the event of these kinds of events. So they work closely with the county emergency manager's offices. They work closely with first responders. So it's really the Division of Emergency Management here in Arizona that is staging what we should be doing in the event of a large earthquake.
Geologist Michael Conway of the Arizona Geological Survey talking about the Great Arizona Shakeout, which will take place tomorrow morning at 10:17 a.m. For more information, go to shakeout.org/Arizona.